We are back for a couple more minutes with Dudley Clendenin. This is the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell and I are here at the St. Mark Methodist Church in Atlanta. I know people who would really like the word gay back. They don't like that it's attached to a sexual orientation. I have a sense that that's some of America's challenge, that they want things back and that it's never going to be the same.
Yeah. No, it won't ever be the same. And it's not the best word. And I don't know what the best word is. And there are a lot of people who don't like the word gay. And they're not just people who are non-gay who don't like it. There are a lot of homosexuals who don't like the word gay. There are a lot of women who are homosexual who don't like the word lesbian. But gays and lesbians, homosexuals, bi, queers, by whatever name, you know, are part of the American culture and part of the human race and always have been. And what is visible now is that they're involved in a struggle for rights equal to any other group in the country. And that's the only way you can define or measure inclusion in a culture.
We kind of glossed over it, but you were talking about homosexual women losing their children. This isn't party kind of stuff. This is really important, life-altering challenges for what does it mean to be an American, what does it mean to be a human being.
And it's even more basic than that. I mean, it's whether you can be an honest human being, honest with yourself and honest with the people in your life. There's nothing more basic than that. And that's why the policy, don't ask, don't tell, whether it's a military policy or whether it's the classical Southern policy or whether it's sort of the general cultural thing, don't tell me and you won't bother me. That's why it doesn't work, because it forces people to be dishonest. And that's what this movement and most movements are about, simply for the freedom to be, for people to be whom they are.
That goes, Paula twitched earlier when you said assimilation. And your answer, I think, made sense. But there's a sense in which people who are not that white, male, European, Protestant property owners have alternate perspectives that are legitimate perspectives, and they're important perspectives, and particularly in a dynamic environment. The ability to draw on those perspectives, whether it's from women or homosexuals or people of a variety of different ethnic origins, seems to be not only of benefit to those people, and I'm not talking about political correctness here, but that it is of general benefit to the entire society.
Well, we chose the title Out for Good for a reason, you know, and one, because there's a sort of finality about it. I mean, this is truly a population which is out and for good, like it or not, you know, like it or lump it. You can be glad of it, you can be opposed to it, but it's not going to unhappen. And but the other level of that is that there's a sort of moral implication in that, the out for the good not only of the people who are homosexual, but for the good of the larger culture. You've got to be open and honest in a culture, or you have a lot of wasted energy and conflict and pain. And we need to know each other, you know, all of us.
Out for good. Thank you, Dudley Clendenin.
Thank you.
Dudley Clendenin and Adam Nagorny's book about the struggle to build a gay rights movement in America is called Out for Good. We thank them, and we particularly thank St. Mark Methodist Church and its senior minister, Dr. Mike Cordell, for opening their doors to all people. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.